So let's go to the buzz round. Quick questions, quick answers, and then we're wrapped up here. So chocolate or vanilla?
Vanilla.
Ah, me too.
I'm looking like chocolate, so.
What's the most overused word in the ad game?
At the moment, I think data, big data.
Big data, right? Yeah.
But it changes every week, right?
yeah, but that one keeps.
But you know what? We should bring out a bullshit dictionary. There's an app called Bullshit Bingo. I'm using it from time to time in meetings, sitting there, and you just, if you hear the word, then you have to say, and then after like five words,
you
get
bullshit.
Bingo.
And you're supposed to yell bullshit. Yeah.
No, but I think at the moment it's big data.
Big data.
And content, yeah.
And
content marketing.
Don't
know. Yeah,
and content
marketing. Yeah. And storytelling.
So I don't know, did you grow up on American TV? Because the next question is Ginger or Marianne?
Again, if you look at my background, I was born in Iran and we had a lot of American TV, but yeah. I don't have this kind of connection to that, so I couldn't.
You were doing
the
smart
question.
Things, not wasting your time watching TV.
I think the last time I was sitting in front of TV, it's like 4 years ago. Maybe sports, that's the only field.
But we're now.
Other than that, I'm looking it on my iPad or on my computer and all this stuff.
My kids don't have any concept of having to wait or be in the on the couch on time to see a particular show.
They don't
show.
Get it, yeah, exactly.
No. Oh, I know, I just push it, it's on. Favorite curse word?
Fuck.
It's so utilitarian.
Yeah. in English, but in German it's difficult.
Oh, those always sound good though.
Yeah, in German this sounds great, but I have to think about it. In German it's tough. Maybe Scheiße, which is shit.
I started
even
editing.
Americans are using it.
When I had kids, I started editing myself, and I wanted to say fuck, and I said farts, and I wanted to say shit, and I've been saying shite for the last 16 years.
Yeah, here we go.
My favorite as well. Favorite ad that someone else did? Kind of a loaded question here in this
Think
room.
Think different.
Ah, okay.
From Lee Klow.
Yeah.
But the copywriter actually, which is also very interesting, I found out that almost 80% of the copy was written by Steve Jobs himself.
Wow.
And I have it here on my wall.
We'll
yes, to the crazy ones. Not because it's coming from TBWA, but it's because I think that the Think Different notion is exactly what we should do every day. The crazy ones, the rebels, challenging the status quo, changing the world. So it's a good reminder every morning. Yeah.
You said changing the world. It's amazing. I think so many of us in this business kind of want to change the world.
And you know what?
World.
The Think Different campaign, he was the only guy from the advertising industry who was a testimonial in that campaign. Bill Bernbach.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Two personal passions.
My kids. Yeah. I have four kids with three different women, so that's tough. No, but in terms, okay, beside my kids, I would say chess. I'm playing chess. But I'm playing blitz chess. 3 minutes.
Wow.
And Muhammad Ali is my biggest, it's my biggest idol and my passion.
Yeah.
I'm collecting everything since I'm 6 or 7.
It's amazing.
Yeah, he's close. He's dying. He will die in the next 2 years.
Yeah, it's sad.
It's amazing.
He made the sport. I left the sport after he and Sugar Ray Leonard.
Exactly.
And once those guys were done, it wasn't about entertainment.
And boxing is not boxing anymore. Well,
yeah. Steak or tofu?
Steak.
Beer, wine, martinis, or seltzer?
Wine, martinis, not really beer.
Yeah, I've kind of
I'm not into beer. And I don't like German beers because they are tough in terms of how they taste.
Yeah.
So I'm not really into beer. I like white wine and martinis.
I like martinis.
Yeah. You can drink more without getting completely drunk, right?
Depends, which one. All right, so finally, if you had a theme song, what would it be?
Something from John Coltrane or Miles Davis.
Okay,
that's fair. I'm into jazz, so something like
very
that.
Very complex, very.
Or something from the 80s, you know?
Wow, talk about it.
Style Council, Paul Weller, stuff like that.
Well, terrific, Amir. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
this
sir.
Has been
thank
fantastic.
You very much.
I really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.